بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمر بالمعروف النهي عن المنكر قدوة عظيمة في الإسلام. It's a pillar of Islam. Enjoying the right and stopping the bad. When someone is not in agreement, then his disagreement will perhaps take him out of Islam. Because it's Amr, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَلِ الْمُنْكَرِ. So to have any type of a reservation and disagreement will take you out. Because then you are conflicting with the Quran Sharif. In the verse, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ, as Mu'tanwi Sahib Rahmatullahi says, this min comes for tab'eed. Everybody is not in a position of doing amar bil ma'roof and nahi an munkar at every time. And it's obvious, because if everybody does amar bil ma'roof and nahi an munkar at any situation, then to bring about confusions and complications. So what confusion and what complication will come about? So the command is فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِي. When you see a wrong, then correct it physically. So you saw someone watching a porn, saw it, and you took his phone and you bashed it, smashed it. What will happen? He'll smash you. So every person is not in a position of doing amar bil ma'roof and nahi an munkar at every time, at every situation. So therefore, in Hidayah it's reported that this taghyir bil yad, this level, to correct the wrong physically, is the duty of the umara, duty of the people in authority. So the same thing was confiscated by a police, right? Now can you do anything about it? Can't do anything about it. Why? He's in authority and he's supported by the law. And the law is supporting him, so you can't do anything about it. And there won't be any fitna, there won't be any trouble, because a man in authority, he corrected the situation. But by analogy and extension of analogy, you can also do it to some extent in your own home, because your roof and it's your rules. When it's your roof, it's your rules. You're seeing your child looking at porn, you took it and you bust it. So there can be mixed responses. There can be a child that can create a whole drama there, and there can be a child that can be scared. You see what my father did now, what's going to happen now. So when there's going to be mixed responses, then partly it is the father to be blamed. Why? Because he didn't correct the child until he came to this position. When he came to this position, now he wants to bang it and smash it. But if it was that he corrected him, carried on correcting him, then he wouldn't have come to this position where the child is going to rebel. So now the father has to understand that I brought up this situation and I need to weed it out, correct it, and I have to correct it with some type of understanding and some type of reasoning. Now, everybody wants to do it, and do it however you want, you're going to create confusion. One person is telling me, this child is 4 years of age, and he's whining. Whining, what do you say, crying? Huh? Whining. You heard new lugat. When you hear about wine, you think about wine. So the child is whining away. So he gave him a couple of shots. This is wrong. The child is not of that age to be beaten. He comes up of age now, 9, 10. He's of age, he gave 1, 2 shots, it's alright. Right? But now, at that age, you start hitting him for small mistakes. One person is telling me that someone is teaching the sabak to the child, right? So, child is how old? 4 or 5 years of age. So the child is not getting it right. In the first encounter, the child is not getting it right. So the parent is shouting the child, you mentally challenge them. Now, that's not the way of teaching. See, you have to do it, but learn how to do it. Now, if he feels my duty, I must just do it. No. It's your duty to perform namaz. But you have to go to Mawla Yusuf Mullah to teach you how to perform namaz. He will show you the practicality. He'll show you from the hadith and from the kitab of fiqh. He'll show you, alright, this is how you make ruku, this is how you make sajda. You don't doubt that it is a faraz. But you also don't doubt that I need to learn it. So take out the time and go and learn how to do it. And if you're not going to take out the time, then you'll try and fix something and you'll create a problem for yourself. So you have to correct it, but you have to also just see that you clear all the traces. There's no implications legally, morally, shar'an. There is no implications upon you. You need to clear the thing. Child is disobedient, American child. So the father wanted to slap him or something. So, well, if you do that, I'll report you to the child line. So child, father was apprehensive, no, he's my darling, you know. So he pampered him, brought him up a little bit. But he knows now what can happen. So under some pretexts, the child, father said, there's an invitation that came from Pakistan, Pakistani. So the invitation for the wedding, we're all going, if you want to remain, you can remain, it's your choice. So, no, meet up with my friends, run around, entertainment, all that, I must come in. Booked. Came to Pakistan, Karachi airport. But the father says, this suitcase, just bring it down here. So, no, I can't do this, I'm an American. Father took out the bat, gave it to him. Then we'll call the police, Call the police, gave him another 2 shots. In the airport, he tore his green card. Now see what he's going to do. Now it's a situation, understand. Zara akal ko kholo, dimag ko kholo. Open your brains. You need to do something. Do it in style, understanding. Don't have any implications, right? And also don't be to tell this person here. Right, this is the first phase of education, instruction is loving and bonding. So if you want to love the child and bond the child in the process of education, that's the first phase. The child will grow up to like education. Say, hey, I must learn. See, education is such a beautiful exercise. So you're treating the child according to his age. You're grooming him up slowly, slowly, slowly. He's getting to the grips. He's understanding. Say, no, hey, I must learn. It's kitabia. I must learn kuduri. My father talks about it so much. You know what a beautiful story he gave. So I must learn the kitab. You see, bonding and loving. So that first phase may take some time. But don't get excited. Don't become despondent. And don't become frustrated. Never the last thing. And if you can't, then you're not fit to be a teacher. You're not supposed to be a father. You shouldn't have got married. Because you don't know what it is to be a father. Azizi Ahmad Ali used to say, Logo ko baap banne ki khwahish hoti hai. Lekin baap banna kya hota hai, what it is to be a father, jante nahi, they don't know it. Aur na seekhne ki koshish karte hai, and nor do they take the time out to understand what it is to be a father. So sometimes you're so relaxed, that the worst thing he does under the sun, you're prepared to just forgive it. And sometimes the smallest mistake, and then you will take out your belt, lash the child, lock him up, what's what you want to do? Now the child grows up to be a split personality. Because he feels, one day I did the wrong at home, right? Then my father lashed me, gave it to me, right? Stick. Broke something, whatever, he gave it to me. But then when we were on a picnic trip, and I committed the same mistake, the father didn't talk anything about it. Didn't say anything about it. So I don't know what's right, what's not right. When it is right, when it is wrong, I don't know. So what you created of the child, you created a split personality. You thought you were doing right to the child, but you didn't do it right. So understand, are they all etiquettes, protocols, procedures? You do it right, then you will get it right. In the Mubarak life of Rasulullah, we find so many precedents, so many examples. One is urinating in the masjid, and Sahaba Kiram are getting irritable. La tuz rimuhu. Don't stop him. Don't stop him. Right. But then, in the next breath, one person is just putting on the wall of the Qibla. This is Qibla wall. La ta'ummukum abadan. He must never lead you in salah. That person, don't stop him. This person here, he must never lead you in salah again. See, now someone will say a big high word, dichotomy. Right? Speak simple. What's the difference? What's the difference? So there's a difference here. This person is a jahil. He came from the sticks, from the village. First encounter with Islam, first encounter with the masjid, with namaz. So he didn't know. He doesn't know anything. He came from the sticks. Tolerate him, teach him, make him understand. That person that said, Yarhamukallah in salah, then Rasulullah corrected him so well. Wallahi ma darabani wa ma kaharani walakin qal. He didn't hit me, he didn't shout me. And ma ra'aytu mu'alliman mislahu ba'dahu wala qablahu. I haven't seen an instructor as good, as great as Rasulullah, not before him and not after him. Understand? See, this person is a Bedouin, a villager coming from the sticks. So he's treated differently. And that person is leading the namaz. That means he knows about Islam. He can't just be appointed as an imam straight away. Must have gone, learned some surahs, some laws, regulations, etc. Now you appointed him as the imam. Now, after so much of knowledge and such a big mistake on the jidar of the Qibla, the wall of the Qibla, and you're spitting, it means you don't have the understanding. You are not fit to perform the namaz. See the difference. So now, there are these differences, understand. But now, we aren't prepared to go and learn. Someone is telling me, now they're going to teach the maktab from online. Online they're going to teach it. So I said, this is not the way of the Sahaba Kiram and Rasulullah Pakistan, it wasn't the way. And if this online thing was effective, then Mawlana Ibrahim Devla Sahab, Damat Barakatum, would have just sat in Bombay at the Markaz, in Surat or in Delhi, would have just sat there, and online he could have just passed the message. I ask you, for whatever it's worth, would it have the same effect? He could have just sat there and gave the bayan from that point. I ask you, would it have that same effect? So, it's a divine procedure. It's a procedure shown from above, from Rasulullah Pakistan's time, Sahaba Kiram, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in. It came flowing in this manner. Now, I'm going to bring all these things here. In America, now as we stand, right? In 16 states, before it was 11 states, now 16 states, they have banned all type of pornographic material. In 7 states they have confirmed that this online programs is creating a havoc, depression in the children. So I asked the person, but why? Why is it creating depression? Child is learning something in the comfort of his home, but why it's creating a depression? He said it's an inhuman way of instruction. Because the human way is person to person, you instructing and the person is receiving, interacting, the children playing around, they're climbing on tree, they're jumping, going on the swing, coming up. So there's a lot of action, right? And the child likes all that action. Now here is like a robot, he must wash that thing. So he doesn't have the chance to express and vent his feelings. Now they already confirmed in about 6 days that it's creating a heavy level of depression. Now we go send the child for counseling, send him to a psychiatrist. But you see, the way of nubuwwat you learn. In Bukhari Sharif they got al-ilmu bit-ta'allum, that you come, learn and go. You come, learn and go. It wasn't something that now you just got it online and carry on, move on. Rasulullah could have done it, just wrote letters, right? Namaz, all you people in Sham have accepted Islam, take these letters and pass it on, and everybody can learn. Could have done that very well, but Mu'az ibn Jabal is sent there, right? Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu is sent there. Go and teach them physically, one to one, go and teach them, 1 to 10, 1 to 50, but one person must go and instruct. Otherwise, you could have said so nicely, just write up letters, and then they didn't have the photocopy at that time. They'd make 100 copies, send one this side, one that town, Hadramaut, send one to this side, whatever, and the job would have been enough. No, no, no. You go personally, one to one, go and teach the person. It was a lesson to us. Now, we don't need to reinvent all these things. It's already. Right. So, these fancy ideas, really, you know, when this Islamic schools, when they were starting them off, 1980 somewhere. So, there was a mashwara in Mia's family. So, Umarji Rahmatullah Ali had asked me also to join. I'm still young now, I'm still finding the feet. So, anyway, I mean, the whole discussion. So, they asked me to say something. I don't know what to say, what not to say. So, I said, see, it's a total new business that we are going into, right? When you're going into a new business, absolutely new, we haven't experienced this, and we're going. Now, once we've gone into it, then it's going to be difficult to reverse. We've gone. Then we'll have to patch all our differences. Stop it here, put a stop here, put a stop there, put some controls. We keep have to patching the thing. Why? The first encounter, we don't know what to expect. We know the education levels are all dropping, all that we know. Well, now you've got it as an Islamic school, and what to encounter afterwards, what's going to happen, then you won't be able to reverse it, because you got it, you got the structures moving already, you got the schools, you got the teachers, big school and so many teachers, so much of staff, etc., small school accordingly, you got it. Now you got the structures moving, and to reverse the thing is it easy. Now you have to hide your ego, your face, etc. You started the thing. Now to reverse the thing is it easy. So then they ask, what should we do? I suggested, alright, don't call it an Islamic school, just call it private school. Because once you say Islamic, then you got anything un-Islamic, then there can be implications, there can be objections, there can be ramifications, there can be consequences. You call it an Islamic school, right, at a matric level, at that time, then I start doing a survey, right. So people are asking, new, right. So I asked about 20 Islamic schools. Right. I want to know that the slot you'll have got for Islamic studies at the high school. So the best of Islamic schools told me, the replies were, as they're going into higher standards, the time is decreased from 1.5 hour to 1 hour, then to half an hour, then to once in 2 days, then once in a week. Then I asked them, all right, you'll call it an Islamic school, then the thought out there is that, you know, the thinking would be that it's predominantly Islam and other subjects are by the way. Is it the same? They got upset with me. Here is some that the head of the school got upset with me. So how do you want the Muslim to prosper there? So I asked him, say, don't get angry, but then why do you call it an Islamic school? Just call it a private school, because it's you are doing something under wrong pretexts. Calling it an Islamic school, so predominantly it's supposed to be Islam, the other secular subjects are supposed to be by the way. Now you're giving it an Islamic name, and you're doing your own thing here, then I ask, is it fair? That common person doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know. He doesn't know it's an Islamic school. So he said, if you're going to do that, his words went out. Then how will people contribute zakat, etc. to us? Now they know it's an Islamic school, they'll pump the zakat, all that money will come in. So now Islam becomes the secondary thing, and the idea becomes the primary thing. See how they work it. So now, all this requires, I say it repeatedly, all this requires that sohbat. Today I was explaining the Dora class, that sohbat, how important it is. But see, look at, you know, you see, you compare. وَبِزِدِّ تَتَبَيَّنُ بِهِ الْأَشْيَاءِ. When you do the comparisons, you understand, things come into light. You don't do comparisons, you can't see things in perspective. So I gave them that insert of Hazrat Ji rahmatullahi alayhi and one of his murids, absolute dihati. Almost time is saying this repeatedly, mutaqaddimin mein jis qadar ihtimam hota tha tarbiyat ka, is qadar taaleem ki upar ahmiyat nahi hoti. Both are farz, tarbiyat and taaleem, both are farz. But the importance they would give to tarbiyat was far in excess to taaleem. Now look at the story, right? You have to do the comparison to understand it in perspective. Now Hazrat Ji Quran Murid, that Murid is coming from the sticks. Very wealthy person, he's a contractor, very wealthy. So now he's got a contract to put up a masjid, but in a masjid in a very dilapidated area, like I will say a John Doe area, like that area, and he's got a contract to do a masjid. So the place is cordoned off, someone has sponsored, so he's doing the building. Like how our Zaid Bhai is doing the building here. So they cordon off for reasons. They got reasons for doing that. They cordon off. They cordon the place up. Now after cordoning the whole place up, right, he says, now is this declared a masjid? Yeah, it's declared a masjid. Right. From the moment that he got this message that is declared a masjid, he started the azan, started the namaz. Right. He started the namaz, started the azan. Now to show three things in this. Now then, because he's a prominent person, wealthy person, about a kilometer, 2 kilometer away, there's a very wealthy area, right? And they ask him, come and stay here, we'll give you a free house, accommodation, everything provided for the duration of the building. So, no, I'll stay here. Right? I'll live here, I'll call the azan, I'll do the namaz. Right? Now look, this person had sohbat, he didn't have ilm. But what the sohbat did to him? The sohbat made him conform to the hadith without him understanding. Allahumma ahyini miskina wa amitni miskina wa ahshurni fi zumrat al-masakin. Live with the miskins, with the poor. Die with the poor and let me be raised with the poor. See that? He didn't know. But you see the barakat of association, what a revolution it brought to his mind. Just that association. Number one. Number two, he didn't wait for a grand opening, you know. A very grand opening, and Hazrat Maulana so and so must come and cut the ribbon and then enter the masjid and the carpets must be rolled, etc. So he said, "Bhai, it's a masjid, it's the house of Allah Ta'ala, already declared, then the function of the masjid must be started immediately. Whether there is the walls there, there is the carpets there or not, when this masjid was built, right? So there was a discussion going on. Let's wait for the carpets to come, put on the carpets, then we start the namaz." He said, no, you can't do that. Because it's a masjid already, when it's a masjid already, then why must we deprive ourselves and others from the barakat of the masjid? Start it off, the function must start off. We haven't got the carpet rolled on the blankets. You don't have blankets, I'll get the blankets. But put the blankets and start off the namaz. Khuda ka karna, I think in a week or 2 weeks, the carpets came. Not this carpet, some other carpet came, but came, we started the namaz. But you see, when it's declared a masjid, then the functions of the masjid must start off immediately. See, a jahil kisam ka admi, sohbat ki barkat, and what transformation it does to that individual. Right? See that? Number three, now look at it again. Now this person here, does his routine, right? That he'll read Zuhar namaz, and then he'll set his alarm. At that time there wasn't this digital and all that. You talk of the 1970s, perhaps end of 60, that time wasn't all these digital things, right? So he'll set his alarm. Now when he's setting his alarm, right? So he read his Zuhar namaz, he set his alarm for Asr. He read his Asr namaz, then he set his alarm for Maghrib, right? I say, this man is like a miracle man. وَانْتِزَارُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ فِي مَا يَخْتَسِمُ الْمَلَأُ الْأَعْلَى. The highest assembly of Malaika, what are they competing in? One of those things is waiting, anticipating, waiting for the next namaz. I'm waiting for the namaz. Just me, waiting for some namaz, waiting for the next namaz. My mind is in the next namaz. See. All conformity. Then you ask yourself, this man here, he wasn't an alim. Just that association, what transformation it brought. See, the Matthias is saying, the type of importance that they gave on sohbat and association was far in excess to the importance they showed on education. Now the whole thing is reversed the other way around. And then one speaker, the other speaker, one kitab, and the next kitab, and one WhatsApp, and the second WhatsApp. Let's see what's going on. But you see the sohbat, that association, what it does to the person. See this, this total, when I look at this man here, Jahil, I may have seen the person, it's Jahil, but you see the transformation, mental transformation, exactly in conformity with hadith. You can't show for a second that he went against the hadith. Now look at the person. Again look at him, right? So, a dog came around, so he's compassionate to the dog also. So whatever scraps he's got, bones, he's throwing to the dog. So that dog's looking after the whole area, he's looking after. Bow, this side, that side, chasing out. But he thought to himself, perhaps, that it's a creation of Allah Ta'ala, I must be kind. Alright, whatever the stray dog or not stray dog, but I must be kind to it. Whatever I got, let me throw it to this. Right. A Hindu came for employment, gave employment, alright, you don't have a place, I'm living in this side, you live on that side. We'll two live separately. We can't be living together under one roof. You want to do your Ram Ram, I want to do Allah Allah, we can't work with that. You stay separately, I'll do separately. Right, they're living. But you see, everything, la yujami'u al-muslimu wal-mushrik, hadith comes in Abu Dawud, they mustn't be together in one place. One of the explanations is that they mustn't be sharing one apartment. You on your side, me on my side. There's different explanation, but one is this explanation. Right? But I'm so jealous of this person, a jahil. But what he got, and what must be the magnificence of the heart of Hazraji rahmatullahi alayhi, that in one stroke got him right. What he's understanding, this took the understanding. Now, that Hindu, one day in the week or something, he'll go to Saharanpur or something to do his shopping. India, it happens, he wants some luxuries, he'll go to the town. In the meanwhile, this old man, he got up to perform his Isha namaz. As he got up to perform his Isha namaz, now, it happens in India, when you want water in a little bit of a remote area, you dig a well. So you get the water. For building, you can't do building without water. So he's dug up the well, and he's pulling out water and doing his building job. In the meanwhile, he's going for Maghrib or Isha namaz, whatever the namaz it may have been, but he miscalculated, it's dark, and he fell in. Now, some of you that have seen the old Indian wells, right? You will see on the walls of the well, there's a brick that is sticking out. Right? I suppose if someone has to go down, or someone, he can help you. But now he's at a point now, he's got onto that to save himself from drowning, but he can't pull himself. He can't pull himself. Now that dog made it out. When the dog made it out, that thing started barking. Coming to the well, it's barking. Going to the main road, it's barking there. Barking that side, coming here. Again, this conformity to the Quran hadith. In tansurullaha yansurkum. You help me, you help my deen, my cause, I will help you. You help me, I will help you. In tansurullaha yansurkum. He got this dog to help him. Another Hindu came at about 10, 11 o'clock at night, and he saw this dog, going to the well, barking that side, coming on the roadside. In the meanwhile, the old man's watch is ringing one way. That thing is ringing, so he understood something happened here. So he took a torch, so he called for the chacha. The chacha said, all right. Took a rope and he pulled him out. But you see the conformity. Now look at this. I said, you know, with comparison, you will understand, right? Now look at it, right? I don't mean to run anybody down, but this will show you the comparison. Now, a masjid built up somewhere, wherever in the world, some masjid came up, right? Now the person, the accountant that was there, he told me personally. Whichever part of the world, America, South America, New Zealand, wherever. So, masjid came up. Now, people around the masjid as a bid'ah wealthy. So they still need to appoint an imam, whether it was South America, New Zealand, Australia, wherever. So now in that first 2 weeks, now there's quite a few people that are, like how you get Toronto, a lot of Muslims living there, so you'll have a lot of ulama, qari sahabs and all that, right? So now they still need to appoint the imam, but it's a wealthy area, affluent area, right? So that first 2 weeks they hadn't yet appointed the imam. In that first row, you got, he's telling, there's about 12 qaris and mulanas and all that came onto the first row. The boss from the back is saying, alright, today you go and perform the namaz. Tomorrow you go and perform the namaz. He's instructing, right? So they're doing the best, right? Then, after a week or so, they confirm, alright, you're going to be the imam. I wrote a letter to my friend, wasn't you, it wasn't you, it's you. So they picked him up, made him the imam. The next day, all those 12, Hafiz, Ulama, everything, all disappeared. Once he's appointed, they all disappeared. Now do you see the dichotomy? Here, he wants to live in the poor area. Allahumma ahyini miskino wa amitni miskino wa ahshurni fi zimmat al-masakin. Why? What was in him? He had the suhbat. He had that association. Right? These people had the ilm, but no association. So where their minds went. But do you see the difference? How clear? Is it anything ambiguous? Well, this person is watching the whole bioscope, the whole tamasha, and he's telling me, this is what happened, exactly. But you see the importance. Until these illustrations don't come before us, it doesn't seep into our mind. Yeah, Rasulullah wants to be even dying with them, being raised with them. And here, we are dying to be with who? There, you are dying to be with the poor. You are dying to be raised with the poor, right? And here, you are dying to be with who? Can you start to see the difference? How it works, right? So we're talking about Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al-Munkar, and then the approaches that we're supposed to be using, right? In many a situation it is such that the person that is receiving, he is not yet at the level to receive. He's not yet at the level to receive. So when he's not at the level to receive, then what do? You can see he's doing wrong, flagrant, open, right? But he's not at the position to receive. Now what do? Now you come, let's start from the hadith. Look at Umar radiallahu anhu. So there's a prominent person coming from Syria, visiting Umar radiallahu anhu. Suddenly he's disappeared, he's not coming around. Like the sunnah, tafaqqad, to inquire the welfare, etc. was a sunnah. So Umar radiallahu anhu is inquiring, what happened? He's managed to come, suddenly he's just disappeared, what happened? So someone that knew the man says, no, Umar, ya Amir al-Mu'min, don't ask about the person. That person is gone into drinking. He's heavy into drinking. But how we say today, drugs, right? He's gone into drinking. So Umar radiallahu anhu asks his scribe, write this letter, Bismillah, and then he says, Alhamdulillah, like how you start off the letter, and then he writes the verse, Ghafiriz dambi wa qabiriz tawb. He forgives all sins and he accepts the repentance. But remember, his punishment, he's strict in punishment. But his mercy is all reaching. His tawb, his mercy, his kindness is all reaching. It covers everybody. But whatever you do, however you look at the equation, you have to go back to him. La ilaha illahu ilayhi al-masir. There's no God but him, but you have to go back. Right? He instructed the person to deliver the letter at the time that man is sober, not when he's in the state. When he's sober, then you receive, you go and deliver, hand deliver it, give it to him personally when he's sober. Here on this side, he asked those that were sitting there, make dua for the person. As Umar radiyallahu anhu then inquires after some time, how's this person saved? There isn't a person that has got an aversion for wrong, for drinks and all that, like this man here. So he says, then, فَكَذَٰلِكَ فَفَلُوا. This is what you're supposed to be doing, وَلَا تُعِينُ الشَّيْطَانَ عَلَىٰ أَخِيكَ. And don't you support the shaitan against your brother. Had you been intolerant, had you been aggressive, had you been impolite, this person would have come stubborn in his ways. He would have never left that way. But now you did what you're supposed to be doing, you followed protocol, you did the procedure, made dua for the person, you had the right approach. Now see what a magnificent effect. So this is what you're supposed to be doing. This is a situation where, you know, you can't get total control. When you can't get control now, you need to understand that Pakistani story. See, there's no implication. Understand how to work it. Sochna chahiye. Right. Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullah alayh. You know, for the last 2 weeks, my mind is revolving around Amar bil Maruf and all the incidents that I know. Right? So I share it with you. So, something went missing in the Merkaz day in Nizamuddin. So they caught the thief and they gave it to him nicely. Nicely. Losing him up nicely. Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullah, got to know about it the following morning. Chor pakar liya. Dil ke baraz ko nikal diya. MashaAllah, isi tarah se deen phailega. Ye to dhobi ki bhatti hai. Har kisam ka kapra yahan par aayega. Mela hai aur saaf hai. Har kisam ka kapra. Bhatti mein aate isi wajah se ki hamare yahan mel hai, isko dur karo, saaf karo. So when they gave it to him, they loosened it up nicely. Now, Ilyas Sahib is explaining to them. Right? As you loosened the person up, you took up all the steam out of yourselves. Now this way the deen will spread. The insinuating, right? So this is the washerman's portfolio, right? All type of clothing will come. Bad, dirty, filthy, stained. They're coming here because they've got stains. Had they been clean, they wouldn't have come here. They came here because they are stained. And because they are stained, they've come here. That we clean them and send them back. But now you're going to start hitting them and smashing them down. Then are you going to clean them and send them back clean? Are you going to do that? Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he's in the train now. He's traveling with Khadra Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Now Khadra Sahib was very free with his maqam was that. And everybody can't imitate, you see. Somebody is new. Now you can't see now. Khadra Sahib is so free. I must also be free. Talk to him informally. Everybody according to his status. Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu anhuma, they will look Rasulullah at the face. And Rasulullah will look at them. The other Sahaba Ikram, overfilled with awe, they're looking down. But you see, status, he's got a different status, they got a different status accordingly. So Khadra Sahib used to be quite free. He's speaking with Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. It's Namaz time, it's a big station. You know, you have a big stop and you have a small stop. There's a big stop for 15-20 minutes. Hazrat, it's Namaz time, there's a big stop here. You can get down and perform one Namaz comfortably. Alright, they all jumped off, made wuzu. Khadra Sahib is saying, Hazrat, you know that person that was sitting next to you, man, government official, big person, but he was so talking so nicely and so cheerfully to you. Why don't you ask him to join the Namaz? So Hazrat told him, see, he's a Muslim. He knows Namaz is Farz. He knows we have jumped off to perform Namaz. Right? If he knows, then what's the need to call him? Hazrat, he'll listen to you, he won't listen to us. So Hazrat told him, see, tumhe daawat dene ka shauk ho, to tum ja karke daawat de do. You have too much of shauk, then you extend the invitation. Hazrat, aap hi nahi karte, main kya kahu? Anyway, I think stop there. Now, Khadra Sahib met up with this government official, senior official. He met him up after about a year or so. So now he's got a beard, kurta, like a Murana he is. So he's asking Khadra Sahib, mujhe pehchana nahi. Main to wahi hoon, main wahi badnaseeb hoon. Hazrat ke barabar tha, namaz ke liye sab utre. Meri itni badnaseebi thi ki maine namaz nahi padhi. Lekin, I didn't perform my namaz. But I'm so overwhelmed with the akhlaq of Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He came back, sat down next to him, and with the same cheer that he was speaking to me, he spoke, can continue speaking with the same cheer. Now look at the ikhlas, look at the understanding, look at the akhlaq. So from that day till now, I mean so much of tawbah, up till now I'm crying, I haven't missed my tahajjud also. But you see that effect, the ikhlas, the akhlas, the goodness, the approach that was being used. And he says, you know, if that time Hazrat had asked me to perform namaz, I would have performed my namaz, but I would have never been impressed. But the style, the approach that he used, so now by, don't take the wrong end of the stick, if you're doing ghusht in September, you see now, we'll have a back deficit effect, we don't do ghusht. But that's what I say, you need to have the understanding where to speak, how to speak, when to speak, right? Every rule cannot be applied to every situation. And to get that understanding, you need definitely to be associating. See this Dihati, this Chachamya, and how he, what a transformation. That's so, but that association, what he did to the person. Coming, going, coming, going, coming, going, sitting, listening, asking, and hearing, and what he does to the person. Now he comes once, a blue moon, white moon, green moon, right? He wants the change to come. So kisna, how is it happened? So the interaction, you're talking, asking, what happened, what's going on, and let it be some calm ki baat. You talk, but let it be calm ki baat. Idhar udhar ki baat ko chhod do, bhai. Too much idhar ki udhar ki baat. Calm ki baat karo. Talk about things. I know I spoke to you about more Tanvi Sahib rahmatullahi and more Ilyas Sahib rahmatullahi. Now let me show you another story of more Ilyas Sahib rahmatullahi. So one university graduate, he's coming to more Ilyas Sahib rahmatullahi. He's taking to more. So now he's clean shaven, 35 years of age or whatever, and he's clean shaven. Now more thought, now he's coming to me, so by now he's softened down. So when he softened down, I can sow my seeds, because it was hard. Now he's softened down, he's coming to me. So Moha just put his, passed his hand, usne aana band kar diya. He stopped coming now. Moha says, ye meri galati hai, maine kachche tawe ke par aata rakh diya. What is tawa? What is tawa? What is English? Tawa, whatever, you may put the roti on. Understand it like that. You see, the other word you will not be able to understand. So that tawa wasn't hot. You only put the atta, you know, that dough, you only put the dough when the tawa is hot. But I'm sure 99% of our people won't know it. Because that is the woman's department. And we feel we should interfere lazily. Not because we don't want to, but lazily. So it's her department, let her do it. Anyway. So, but you see, Moha Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah, the Mujaddid of Tabligh, and what he's understanding, said, "Meri galati hai, kachche tawe ke upar maine aata rakh diya." Now, this one story that I showed you. First, I showed you Amar bil Maruf, importance. Then I showed you approach. Then I showed you number three. I showed you when you fear that person can't respond, then how you respond. Zazan is a musician, one way, sending his tabla or whatever, his flute or something, sending it out. Ibn Mas'ud is passing by, and he stops for a moment, and then he passes on. Zazan sees, who's this man here? Ibn Mas'ud, what happened? Why he stopped? He says, you know, what a beautiful voice. It was only for the recitation of the Qurashi. Now, what ikhlas he said this with, it just somersaulted the person, broke all his things, became one of the leading students of Masood al-Diram. But it's not just a drama, by its ikhlas, its approach, everything that put together, that this person is in a different direction altogether, and now he's in a different wavelength altogether. But you see now, different approaches. Now look at the second approach. Rasulullah sees one person with a golden ring. So takes it out and throws it away. What's wrong? It's fire. They tell him, by pick it up. Istamti' biha. You say, fayda uthao. Use it for something. Sell it for something. You can't use it. Give it to your wife, whatever. Say, if Rasulullah threw this thing here, how can I ever pick it up? But you see now, Rasulullah physically took it out and he threw it. That person put some dye. Right? Khaluk. And khaluk is a type of a ether or a dye. But men are not supposed to be using it. Rasulullah refused to return his salam. He made salam, and Rasulullah refused until he washed it out. See now, Look at the hadith, but look at it holistically, not from one perspective only. Ansari Sahabi put up a big house. Rasulullah refused to greet him until he went and demolished the thing. Nabi Sallam corrected the situation. See, one place, La tuzrimu. One place, La ta'ummukum abadan. And one place, he refused to return the greeting. Do you see that? So, it's an occasion, understand, and I said your understanding will grow with this suhbat. And I showed you how Al-Muhtami Sahib Rahman says, jis qadar ahmiyat aur ihtimam suhbat ke par tha, us qadar ihtimam, ahmiyat, taalim ke par nahi tha. I was shocked today, I was just reading an article, you know, this story, just before I could come here. Sometimes you just flip the kitab and you want to see, get some luck, you know. So I just flip the kitab, seeing the writing that if it's a jahil, right, he's not an alim, but he's got suhbat and he's got taqwa, you'll get noor in that person. He's got suhbat and he's got taqwa in him, you'll find noor in the person, you'll find goodness in the person. And the person that's only got ilm, no suhbat he's got, you will find benuri uskandar. He's got the ilm, but no suhbat he's got, so he won't have the level of taqwa. So unke kalam mein noor nahi, benuri hai. Now what's the difference? Understand, this is a mujaddid of the zamana. He says, main so kaam, so saal ke kaam lekar ke aaya hoon. I heard this repeatedly from Hazir Rahmatullahi, so saal ke kaam ko lekar ke aaya hoon. I've come for 100 years. So he can't just be saying this like this. This can't be saying off the cuff. Now look at another story now. Again, in this whole line of Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar, right? Understand. Get the whole picture, digest it nicely, and then apply. So, Allah is writing in his Malfuzat. There is one great Ali, Mawlana Rahim Ilahi, right? That's his name. Now, all these ulama-i kiram, they had someone against them. Like in the Khanqa, in Tanabon, in the Khanqa, there's someone opposing him. He's saying something else and someone. Staying in the Khanqa, but he's giving it. Quietly, but he's sending something, right? Whatever. Now, so every buzurg and every alim has some opposition as well. So you get the opposition, then it's a time to rejoice. At least there's conformity, right? We could conform it any other way, at least in some way there's conformity. So you get the opposition and resistance, then make sure that at least there's some conformity. But there's not a license for you to go and speak out against it. See, a lot of people got some sense short, you know. So they'll speak that, 2 cents short, 5 cents short, 10 cents short. So now, he's got some people, right? Now these things, Mawlana say, Mawlana we have to fix him up, put him in his place. So they call the whole Qawwali Jawl, the whole tabla and all that with the works, right on his path to the masjid. Now the masjid, outside the masjid is tabali, the whole thing is carrying on, tabla, music, and they got a woman artist to entertain the crowd. So it won't look nice. Even Radio Islam, there's got no woman to announce how it look nice. Acha lagega. So they must have some woman just to, variety is the spice of life. They have to do all these things here, see. You must send them to university also. This is variety of life. There's no variety, there will be no spice. You have to have them. And then let them do all indecent activities, there will be variety. See how they look at it now. They're different people now. So anyway, they got this woman to entertain them. Now the Mawlana is coming for namaz. He thinks, hey, this thing can't carry on, man. In the vicinity of the masjid, they're doing all this haram here. They can't do this thing here. But he says, there's 1,000 people here. How can I stop this? How can I even fight 100,000 people? But he says, no, you know, I have to do this. I can't stand this thing carrying on. So, one is now, baat ka admi, or ek hai laat ka admi. Ab baat se samajhte hain, to laat se. We can't understand. So, Mawlana tore the whole crowd. He says, let me go straight to this auntie that is entertaining the crowd, pull out his shoe, back to nicely, right? She stopped singing, the whole crowd, all the air was out, finished, khalas. Everything dropped. All the music, the tabla, all the qawwali, everything finished. Right. Now, look at it now. The 1,000 people, they saying, sue this man here. It's your democratic right. You can do as you want it. And who is he to come and stop you? You did your own thing. It's your democratic right. You speak on the Islamic radio. So what's wrong? What's wrong now? It's your right to do it. So, you know, some people's iman is like a diamond that is mixed up in sewage. It just needs to be cleaned out and you'll see the spark there. And some people is sewage looking like diamond, amongst diamond. Now this woman, it seemed like she had a diamond, but just as she was mixed up in the wrong. Now see the beautiful answer that comes out from this auntie here. She's entertaining the crowd, everybody's clapping, and now suddenly everybody's spirits are just down, dropped totally. So this auntie says, see, this is one solitary person. He could tear the crowd, come right to me, smash my head, and leave the crowd, and none of yous could do anything. That means this man has got the support of Allah Ta'ala. Right? And me charging him or doing anything against him is me going against Allah Ta'ala. And who can be right if he's charging and fighting Allah Ta'ala? Who can be right? Can you ever win if you're fighting Allah Ta'ala? That's stupidity. You can't. So her iman was of a different level. Although she was mixed up and messed up and wrong, but her iman was too sound and too great. And you must applaud her for that. MashaAllah, for she's done. The words that came. Now she comes to Mu'ala and says, Mu'ala, I'm in sin. I'm in a mess. I'm in a sewage. Clean me out. I'm doing this. Yeh toh mera danda hai. This is my business. Entertaining the crowd, entertaining men, etc. So Mu'ala says, no, see, you're leading this free life. Now you choose a partner for yourself first from the people that come and visit you or whatever. And then let's make the nikah. Otherwise you can fall into this again. Because you're leading the free life. Now you don't have a partner. You just made tawbah. Then how long it will take for you to fall into this mess again? So you look for a partner, get married, make tawbah, Allah will take care of you. But you see, iman and the gem of this woman here, right? And those people were appearing like diamonds, right? And they were appearing like diamonds, sitting amongst diamonds. But really, it was suraj. The type of advice they're giving is against Islam. This woman here is solitary, she's evil, she's dirty, right? But she had the purity of iman. And that at that crucial moment, that iman had to show itself. See, when you come to the crunch, at the time of the crunch hour, then you see, alright, this person is right or not right, you know. You know, you tell the person, hey, you know, I like you so much, man, you must come around, you know, have a good time here. So he took one flight from Cape Town and came here. Now you saw the man came at the wrong time, said, oh, alright, we'll see you some other time now. You got anything to do, you know, any work? You know, very, very casually you spoke to him, no warmth, etc. Over the phone you showed him so much of muhabbat. Now when you come to crunch time, do you show that type of muhabbat, the type of love? So that crunch time has to come. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. You say, you love, you got iman, you trust. But do you trust Allah Ta'ala? Do you love Allah Ta'ala? Is your loyalty for Allah Ta'ala or to something else? So that test will come, the trial will come. Who are your loyalties with? Who are your loyalties? Who? You can't just say, no, my loyalties are with you, and then you don't expect any test to come. Once you say that, then immediately the test will come in. And when the test come in, and then is that from that point that you would decide, alright, where this person's loyalties are. Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, right till the time we were there, 70s, this Maududi movement was quite strong at the time. Presentation, style, everything was too good. Maududis. But the beliefs were all corrupt. Absolutely corrupt off, right? So all the Buzugaradin at that time, they written against him openly. Like how, now you're taking names, you are writing against some people because they're corrupt. You say, woman education, do this all wrong. So there'll have to be some ulama to openly refute them. Like how, when Maududi was around, and he did all stupid things, so they openly refuted him. I was showing some alim. There's two types, right? Look at Imam Bukhari from the style. One is he uses an open refutation. Rad al-Jahmiyyah waghairi. So by name and he takes them. Openly he takes them. Why? The discrepancy is major. It's a major thing. Wrong, haram. So openly. But when it's a secondary thing, and he says, قَالَ بَعْدُ النَّاسِ. Some people are saying this. Abu Hanifa is saying this. Imam Malik is saying, he's not in agreement, but the style is totally different here. The style is totally different here.